Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, the chair, and all the participants of the panel. And thank you all for this opportunity to give the voice to the young scientist community. And actually, at this World Science Forum, we had for the first time all global young scientist organizations collaborate. And in effect, we have at this World Science Forum more young scientists present than ever before. So we had more than 50 participants from more than 30 different countries. So we have a diversity of region, of gender. Many of us are female. And also scientific expertise. And speaking of expertise, I have a PhD in neuroscience. And this is what made me to think of one paradigm, one metaphor of the science policy interface, which I called bioparadigm. So if you think of, and this is something we are all, the young scientists, we are all aware that the policy making process is a very complex system. And this is why in my metaphor, I call it the brain. So such complexity. And then the enablers, the effectors who actually bring the policy into practice are the people, the communities. And I call them in this metaphor the muscle. And if you look at the brain and the muscles, they need to talk to each other. And that's what the spinal cord is doing, which is in the backbone. You have many neurons in the spinal cord. And we, the young scientists, we think we can be a very good part of the spinal cord. We can be a very fast and young neurons, because young neurons, they fire very fast. So we are very motivated. And so my point that I would really like to make is that the young scientists are ready to take a very active role, to be on this interface between policymakers and the public, the general public. And we see this as a one way. Like, we are aware that there are other factors also, not only science, as Director Shuha mentioned. But we think, as in the spinal cords, You need all these different neurons. And we think that the young scientists who are also, many of us are also educators and teachers, and we can reach the people directly. And we can help increase the trust in science. I mean, I personally work with a lot of high school children also, not only at the university level. So I see them getting interested by the way you present to them the scientific facts. And this is what we, the young scientists, would actually like to do, to offer our help to policymakers, to the public, so to formulate and to help to formulate and communicate the scientific findings in both directions, policymakers and the public. And we would actually like to suggest a very practical solution. We start a regular and structured forum in your local congress or parliament where we, the young scientists, could be actively involved and not only summoned ad hoc. And we also suggest to organize the communication training programs and internships, because we still need, of course, as mentioned several times, we need to learn, we, the young scientists, we need to learn how to how to talk to the policymakers in a more effective way, and also how to think about the whole policymaking process itself. So we suggest these initiatives that, in our opinion, would help the whole implementation process from policy to practice go smoother. And to go back to my biological reference, so if you engage the young scientists, you get these very young and, well, young and very, very motivated neurons that can fire very fast, and you have them in your backbone. So thank you.